like show business.
I'm John DeSando.
I'm Jordan Hanalami.
It's movie time.
Nice.
It's also election time, Jordan.
It is. 50 days, I believe, today, actually.
Oh, all right. Now, George, you think there are any cautions here or any advice we need to take?
I think about an hour and 42 minutes worth.
How about a documentary opening today?
Yeah, All In, coming onto Amazon Prime, I believe. Powerful indeed.
All In, the fight for democracy.
Mm-hmm. It's a, I think, makes for a really solid foundation for a documentary. It's a broad scope concept of voting rights told through the eyes of a specific story down in Georgia with the governor race in 2018.
It's framed by the Stacey Abrams loss mm-hmm. to Kemp for the governor of Georgia, and she lost by a small percentage.
Very small, and that was a really big national story, I remember.
You're right. It's really good for a documentary because it also takes an historical perspective about suppression, mm-hmm. basically about manipulation of vote.
Yeah, obviously there's a strong context from the African-American point of view within this, and it felt like a good kind of stepping stone from, you know, a movie with everything that's been going on this year. I think a documentary that's really resonated from a few years ago that has become a reference point for a lot of people is The 13th.
Oh, yes.
The Netflix documentary, yeah. which offered a really broad scope of transition over, you know, the last 150 years, African-Americans, and I felt like this was a kind of a next step in that evolution of some of that storytelling, getting very specific about, you know, because they touch on voter stuff in that movie, but this one, you know, was all about that.
True, talking about the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment, which pretty much solidly confirmed that minorities would have the right to vote,
mm-hmm.
particularly African-Americans.
Yeah, and while this movie, you know, definitely plays into a lot of the, you know, it's a lot of the conversation surrounds that, it feels like it's still a bigger picture issue of voter. You're learning about voter suppression in general.
Yes.
They obviously touch on the suffrage movement of women in the early 1900s.
Exactly.
And so it's there's a lot, you know, obviously
and
to deal with.
Latinos, mm-hmm. Asians,
yep.
who have all been discriminated against.
Right.
But how are they doing that when you have those solid amendments? And I think you have the voting right package reconfirmed. So, Jordan, how can there be? I mean, that's the reason I think that most recent Supreme Court decision, which negated some of the voting rights because they were saying, look at Barack Obama is proof there isn't fraud anymore.
Epic quote from RGB that was the taking away those laws the way they did is like taking away your umbrella when it's raining because you don't think you're going to get wet.
Right, you're not getting wet. Exactly. So that took states like Texas to win the sprint race to get to
hours of that. They said within like 2 hours of did those rights being lifted, they were immediately diving in to find every little foothold they could, you know, to make it happen.
The one that really dismays me, George, is the one even for our Ohio. Supposedly count the number of times a person's voted. And if that person doesn't meet a certain standard, they throw out their vote.
Yeah, fun when you get to hear Ohio referenced.
I know.
In something. And then in this one, it was like, ugh.
And they talk about the usual thing, the gerrymandering.
Yes. Yeah.
Which has been fair and legal in many cases when you're doing it to support your party. Mm-hmm. I think that was the point.
Yeah.
Where you would think it wouldn't be, but it actually has been acceptable around the country. If you're in power, you can gerrymander your districts to give you favorable votes. And that's not illegal.
Yeah.
But it is, of course, when you're doing it for ethnic and racial reasons mm-hmm. to suppress the vote.
Right.
And in this case, it comes down to Democrats carping about Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
Republicans want to suppress the vote. Even Trump himself has said in some of the initiatives that have happened recently, no Republican could ever win. So he's admitted
right.
that they know that they're vulnerable.
It's one of those things where there's definitely, I guess, bias in the film. You're hearing a specific side of it, but it's backed up by lots and lots of important information to make the points clear and stuff.
I'll bet I slam every documentary for having the bulk of what they present their side
yeah.
of it. If I were doing a documentary like this, I would make sure that I had a reasonable voice come in from the right.
Yeah, just to offer some sort of perspective.
Jordan Hanalami. The movie is All In, mm-hmm. The Fight for Democracy.
Yeah.
What grade do you award it?
I would say probably an A-.
And let me balance you out with an A. It's about preserving democracy.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.